called Blood for Oil, and well, I don't know what to say about it any more than this. Ribbons, scarlet ribbons, it's one for everyone, yeah. This is for them when they couldn't hang. And a big fuck off to all the scummy journalists that lied about them, wrote shit about them. This is for my favourite band of the 1980s. Army men on the television waiting, discussing tactics, nearly masturbating. Cannon fodder, it's a call-up volunteer. Gonna die in the desert for the sake of a rich emir. We toasted peace in 1989, but the Cold War colonels are peddling a brand new line. It's blood for oil, just blood for oil. Saddam was an ally, a good pro-Western man, when he gassed the Kurds and the teenagers of Iran. Yankee, French and Soviet arms to order, and a British supergun stopped at the Turkish border. Yeah, we'll give you the recipe for hell, just keep your hands off Texaco and Shell. It's blood for oil, just blood for oil. And when he marched into Kuwait, what did the papers say? Do they talk about the arms dealers who helped him on his way? Oh, he's the Hitler of Baghdad. But just like Hitler, he was Hitler 15 years before, and the West put him in power. And business kept him in power. And this bit is true. Some of you won't know this, so listen, because this is quite unbelievable. A German criminal firm called IG Farben, still trading now as Bayer Leverkusen, made the Cyclone B to exterminate the Jews, and made the gas that Saddam's gonna use. Now profiteers and hypocrites combine, and half the world is in the firing line. Just blood for oil, just blood for oil, it's blood for oil, just blood for oil. Thanks for listening to me.